We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Something terrible is going to happen.
Page 3. Yes, I'll play them a sweet tune of destruction.
I consider it a great badge of honor because I'm being indicted for you. Thanks a lot, everybody. I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm being indicted for you.
He committed the crimes for himself, but he was indicted for us. He was indicted for our sins.
Donald Trump is far and away the front runner in the GOP primary. He's 40 points ahead of his nearest rival. If you combine all his rivals, Trump would still win. Trump is so dominant, even his own former vice president, who in a normal world might be a top contender, just dropped out last month and nobody noticed or cared. So there's really no point continuing to hold JV debates with all the eventual losers.
Trump's absence was the elephant in the room, although, but it is ridiculous to have these debates without the front runner. I mean, the guy who they're trying to beat. You know things have gone sideways when you're watching something and you're thinking, God, I wish Donald Trump was there. But he wasn't. Trump sees no point to sharing the stage with anyone, and so instead, he had his own debate tonight.
Tonight, in an unprecedented television event, former President Donald Trump meets his match. Former President Donald Trump.
You're going to extinguish 180 million people with their private health care.
It's the debate to end all debates. Donald J. Trump versus Donald J. Trump with no prompters.
The country China is left wide open.
Never happened.
No rules.
The answer to the question is no. Sir.
No brains.
And you look at what's going on with divorce. When you look at what's going on with alcoholism and drugs, it's a very, very Michigan.
The Donald Trump debate of Donald Trump, followed by Biden versus Biden. Master debation. Only on Fox News.
There was one thing they all seemed to agree on, though. They are tired of losing. Thanks in large part to Trump, the GOP has lost elections in 2018, 2020, 2022, and then again this week. And the candidates on stage were fed up with it.
He said Republicans were going to get tired of winning. Well, we saw last night, I'm sick of Republicans losing.
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here, and I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers.
And you can believe them when they say that, because they were at the loser debate. And yet most of these losers who are tired of losing still say they'd vote for perennial loser Trump if he's the nominee, which as of this moment is most likely going to be the outcome by a mile. In fact, Trump has taken to belittling his so-called opponents and making fun of just how far behind him they are, like Ron DeSantis. He's coming up with strange new metaphors to explain what exactly happened to DeSantis.
You know that I endorsed Ron, and he went from having very little to having a lot and got him elected. He said, they like you in Florida, sir, very much. I think they, I could. Tears flowing from his eyes. I said, I need your endorsement, sir. I need your endorsement, please. They said, Governor, are you going to run against the president? He said, I have no comment. I have no comment. I said, wow, no comment. That means he's going to run to me. And I said, let's hit him hard right now. And my people said, sir, don't hit him. He's a Republican. I said, I don't care if he's a Republican. And we hit him hard, and now he's like a wounded falling bird from the sky.
I like this new poetic Trump. He should do his next rally at a public reading in the East Village. He's like a wounded falling bird from the sky, and through the air he doth pass by, beating his wings to no avail. Upon these wings he once did sail from under heaven to ash and earth, ending in death where he began in birth. And so I said, once he was gone, here lies sad little Meatball Ron. Trump, of course, is dealing with his own set of problems, like his indictments, which he complained about yet again during a competing rally held during last night's loser debate, although he's also come up with a new twist on his indictment rant as well.
Every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, they indicted me, can you believe? My father and mother are looking down. Son, how did that happen? We're so proud of you, son. How did that happen?
We're so proud of you. Trump even makes dead people say nice things about him.
The other day, a ghost came up to me, big ghost, dead ghost, see-through tears flowing down his spectral face and onto his jangly chains, and he said to me, sir, I owe you an apology, sir. Me and all my dead friends in Pennsylvania voted for Joe Biden.
The Washington Post reported this week that Trump apparently has a plan in place to punish critics and get revenge using the Justice Department if he wins another term. And at his rallies, he's been announcing that he'll go after Joe Biden for unspecified crimes, although he can't even say what Biden supposedly did or what laws he supposedly broke.
We will start by exposing every last crime committed by crooked Joe Biden, because now that he indicted me, we're allowed to look at him. But he did real bad things.
Yeah, so much for poet Trump. Guess he had Gilligan's Island syndrome, where a coconut fell on his head and he became smart for a day, then another coconut fell on his head. And he went back to talking like a moron. He did real bad things. He's a bad man, fire bad. Of course, Trump is angry not just about the four indictments, but also the civil fraud trial in New York, which threatens to wipe out his entire business empire. Yesterday, His daughter Ivanka testified, and unlike Trump, who threw a temper tantrum and also at one point basically confessed to adjusting the value of his assets, Ivanka was very evasive.
The questions have focused on her time at the Trump Organization. She left the family business in 2017 when she went to the White House, but the government has been asking her questions about specific projects that she worked on while she was there.
Ivanka Trump testifying that she had no role in her father's personal financial statements.
Ivanka Trump saying at least 30 times she does not recall details about emails, meetings, conversations, or documents from her time with the company.
Ivanka came in from Florida. There she is. She's got a serious blowout. Oh, yeah, she looks lovely. It's like she's set to shoot a commercial for Pantene. And then she headed inside to walk the red carpet. Ivanka, who are you wearing and or testifying against? Only in the Trump family does take your daughter to work day mean she's forced to testify in court. But on the stand, Ivanka repeatedly answered, I don't recall, I don't recall. I don't recall, which is a phrase she picked up from her father whenever Eric asked when his birthday was. Ivanka's testimony, they're saying that her testimony could be crucial in this case because she's the only one of Trump's kids he can identify by face.
I expect that she is going to try to do as little as possible to inflame her father, but also to distance herself from any questions that the AG would have.
Oh, come on. You can't distance yourself from him now. You campaigned for him, worked in the White House with him, you sat next to him at the boardroom table. You can't suddenly say, I wasn't involved. All I know is...
he did real bad things.
The self-professed party of losers lost big yet again on Tuesday, and they're all angry about it, but they have no solutions. Their frontrunner is still Donald Trump, who's still facing four criminal cases and is still very unpopular outside of the Republican Party. That doesn't mean he can't win, but if he loses and he gets convicted, there's a good chance we will finally see...
tears flowing from his eyes.
Then, of course, no Trump rally would be complete without a little fudging of the crowd size. Trump said he was standing in front of tens of thousands of people, even though the venue only held 5,200 people. He's back to exaggerating crowd size. At this point, the only way for Donald Trump to draw a crowd of 10,000 is with a Sharpie.
We're about a year from the 2024 presidential election, and the political picture remains very unclear. On one hand, the polling has been consistently bad for Joe Biden, but on the other hand, Democrats keep winning elections, including just last week in Kentucky, Virginia, and Ohio, where voters overwhelmingly approved a ballot measure to enshrine abortion rights in the state constitution. GOP frontrunner is facing four criminal cases and a civil fraud trial, but that has not stopped him from laying out his plans for a second term. In fact, there's already been extensive reporting about how Trump's plans to complete his authoritarian takeover of government and install an autocracy of cronies and loyalists if he's elected next year. The New York Times just reported that his team is putting together radical plans for immigration raids, mass deportations, and a second term. And the Washington Post laid out a plot by Trump allies to weaponize the Justice Department to seek revenge against Trump critics.
Donald Trump's extreme immigration policies, they will only get more extreme if he's elected again. It's not a threat. It's a plan that is, according to several advisors close to Trump. The New York Times detailed the former president's visions, which include sweeping raids, the construction of massive detainment camps, and deporting people by the millions.
This new Washington Post story that's coming out this evening, Donald Trump plotting revenge should he win. The headline, Trump and allies plot revenge, Justice Department control in a second term. The first line of the piece says, Donald Trump and his allies have begun mapping out specific plans for using the federal government to punish critics and opponents should he win a second term.
That's right. Trump is already planning sweeping raids, mass deportations, detention camps, using the military to suppress civil demonstrations, and weaponizing the Justice Department to go after critics. And in light of this news, I just want to say, I've always liked you, Donnie. I hide it beneath a veneer of contempt because I'm afraid to show my true feelings. But I've always thought you were handsome, strong, and rich, and you never cheated at golf. You're honestly better than Tiger Woods. This closer look guy is just a character I play. I don't mean any of this. I just read the words that Wally holds. If you're going to arrest somebody, arrest Wally.
Hey!
Okay, so can we isolate that clip and then we'll just send that to the Trump people? Okay. Anyway, back to the real show. This dip. Racist doofus thinks he can swoop in and set up a dictatorship in 2024 despite having, like, 9 sets of handcuffs on him. First of all, he's surrounded by moronic criminal goons like Rudy Giuliani and Steve Bannon, who can barely string a coherent sentence together without simultaneously committing a crime. Here's Bannon in an interview last night where he spells out the priorities of a second Trump term and explains how Trump will install loyalists to enact those plans.
You have a MAGA lawyer that likes to come on your podcast, Mike Davis?
Here's what he suggested were the top priorities for Trump's attorney general. One, fire the deep state executive branch. Two, indict the whole Biden family. Three, deport 10 million people, kids in cages. It will be glorious. Four, detain people at Gitmo. Five, pardon every January 6th defendant. What do you think about that five-step plan?
I think
plan?
It's fantastic.
We all should do five?
It. All five. We're going to start the largest deportation program in history. All 10 million must leave.
You think somebody that's struggling right now in the economy cares about firing random deep state people, indicting Joe Biden's
there's many things
brother,
you're
Tim, deporting
did
people?
Did I say that's all they're going to do? That's Mike Davis who'll probably be the attorney general.
And Trump is living up to those professed plans with increasingly and openly fascist rhetoric. Here he is at a speech on Veterans Day.
We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. In honor of our great veterans on Veterans Day, we pledge to you that we will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country, that lie and steal and cheat on elections, and will do anything possible. They'll do anything, whether legally or illegally, to destroy America. The threat from outside forces is far less sinister, dangerous, and grave than the threat from within. Our threat is from within.
That was supposed to be in honor of veterans? Which veterans were you honoring? Veterans want to hear something like, we will honor your sacrifice, not we will root out the vermin from within. That's openly fascist rhetoric, and too many Americans have become numb to it because it's Trump, and he's a big, sweaty moron who can barely string three words together, and sometimes he dances on stage like a guy in the locker room who's trying to towel off his ball sack. But Trump is very much planning on completing his authoritarian takeover if he wins in 2024, and it's clear he's got the support of the Republican Party, which has become a movement fundamentally opposed to democracy. He's also got the support of his three adult children who have been in court testifying on his behalf, Don Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, or as Trump affectionately calls them,
lie and steal and cheat.
Donald Trump echoed the dangerous language of infamous fascist leaders. Trump vowed to root out the, quote, vermin within the country.
We pledge to you that we will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country, that lie and steal and cheat on elections.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump is essentially confirming reports that he plans to get revenge on his critics if he wins a second term.
It could certainly happen in reverse. They've done something that nobody thought would happen. They've done indictments in order to win an election. It could certainly happen in reverse. What they've done is they've released the genie out of the box. You understand that?
This man is calling American citizens vermin when he is literally the definition of vermin. He's talking about throwing the definition. He's talking about throwing his opponents in jail when he literally should be in jail. Yeah. And he is the leading candidate. Can you believe he is the leading candidate? No. What the f, America? How did y'all let this happen? Because this ain't my fault. Paying attention. The man's indicted in every state in America. I didn't know you was allowed to run for the president while you was already running from the popo. Like, seriously, he doesn't even know that genies go into lamps. How is this happening? Am I in the Twilight Zone? Am I having a stroke?
Donald Trump Jr., who was in court again this morning. There he is. You hear the protesters chanting, crime family, crime family. And that is basically what these people are, a crime family, a very dumb crime family. The Gambozos, if you will. And Don Jr., he's so embarrassing. He's on the stand. He's testifying in this $250 million fraud trial. And he has to compliment. He said his father is an artist with real estate. Yeah, he's an artist. He's Vincent Van Gogh to jail with real estate. Yeah. The amount amount of ass-kissing in this trial is insane. DJ TJ, of course, denies any and all wrongdoing and is instead going with the "our accountants did it" defense.
I'm not supposed to rely on a big five accounting firm, like one of the biggest accounting firms in the world. I can pay them millions of dollars. I rely on them to do accounting, but I'm supposed to know more than them. By this logic, insurance companies are going to start suing patients for listening to their doctors. Right? Do you understand? Like, am I supposed to know more? Oh, Don Jr. doesn't know anything about it. I'm not an accountant. I'm a business guy.
And with all the complaining the Trumps do about this trial playing out in the media, you could barely even turn the channel without seeing their lawyer doing an interview with somebody.
What have they been asking the kids? And tell me how they fit into all of this.
They don't fit into all of this. What have they been asking the kids? It's very simple. They'll ask the kids, did you give a value to somebody? Did you do something? And everybody said resoundingly no. And these kids did nothing wrong. They should not be in this case. Ivanka's already out of the case. The boys should not be in the case.
That's right. They're just boys. They're kids. Eric has a book report due this weekend. They're both still wearing pull-ups. They're on trial? I mean, come on. Donald Trump's older sister, Marianne, the former judge, died this morning. They found her unresponsive in her apartment. She was 86 years old. So far today, Trump has posted lashing out at the witch hunt, attacking deranged Jack Smith, going on about radical left zealots and thugs, plugging a book of letters he's selling. No mention of his sister whatsoever.
New revelations in the Fulton County election interference case against Donald Trump and 15 other co-defendants. The Washington Post and ABC News have made public excerpts of videos of former Trump lawyers Jenna Ellis and Sidney Powell. Watch now as Ellis recounts a conversation with one high-ranking Trump advisor where he said, "The boss is not leaving the White House for any reason."
I emphasized to him, I thought that the claims and the ability to challenge the election results was essentially over. He said to me in a kind of excited tone, "Well, we don't care and we're not going to leave." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "The boss is not going to leave under any circumstances. We are just going to stay in power." And I said to him, "Well, it doesn't quite work that way, you realize." And he said, "We don't care."
The video comes from a series of recordings in which Ellis was required to lay out everything she knew that the prosecution could use in exchange for a plea deal.
When somebody apes Adolf Hitler and apes Mussolini, Benito Mussolini, when they lift words from 1930 fascist speeches focused at dehumanizing Jews, when they talk about executing the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff because he would not go along with a military coup, when they talk about institutionalizing the second he's elected, and this was just yesterday, institutionalizing people at the Justice Department because they're pursuing investigations against him. When he talks about terminating the Constitution of the United States of America.
So the Trump campaign is trying to downplay alarming comments made by the 2024 Republican frontrunner over the weekend, which echoed the words of 20th century fascists on social media. And then later at a rally on Saturday, Trump vowed to, quote, root out his perceived political enemies, who said, "Live like vermin within the," that's what he said, "live like vermin within the confines of the country." That's his quote. In a statement to the Washington Post afterwards, a campaign spokesperson hit back at those drawing parallels between Trump's words and the words of dictators by using more extreme language. He told the Post, quote, "Those who try to make that ridiculous assertion are clearly grasping for anything, and their entire existence will be crushed when President Trump returns to the White House."
So just stop there.
Their
entire existence will be crushed when President Trump returns to the White House.
Well, that makes things better.
And Willie later on, he said, "Well, I meant sad existence, not entire existence." I mean, it's a distinction without a difference. But I mean, how ridiculous that a guy comes out who's trying to talk tough for a fake populist. Who's going around spreading hatred and trying to overturn American democracy. And his response to Trump grasping back at a Nazi reference from the 1930s is to say these people that are criticizing him are going to have their entire existence crushed. I mean, are these, you know, where do you find people so vacant and so desperate and just lacking any center, any core, that they would talk about people's entire existences being crushed?
Well, it's a job requirement, as you know, to work for Donald Trump. All those things you just lay out, be obsequious, echo exactly what he said. And in this case, it's not a reach. It's exactly the thing that Adolf Hitler said. He used the term vermin. So that's a statement of fact. And it's just playbook 101, right, for a dictator and authoritarian to dehumanize your opponents so that you can do things to them that them seem, at least to your supporters, fair and just in some way because they're not human.
In 2016, I declared, I am your voice. Today, I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution.
Hinkle the dictator ruled the nation with an iron fist. Under the new emblem of the double cross, liberty was banished. Free speech was suppressed, and only the voice of Hinkle was heard.
Hey, gestraft mit Hülsenfett, der Wiener Schnitzel mit der Lagerbierten und der Sauerkraut. Hey, der Filuten sagt der Filerten. Ein Tomenier wie ein Straff, ein der Blitzen sagt der Klütz. Hey, ich bleibe noch Straff mit der Ach.
Balloni.
Balloni war ein Stritz mit seinen Eltern, sagt der Hüten. Ein der Straff mit seiner Klütz. Hey, der Stratz mit Sekretärten da, mit seiner Tratz mit Sekretärten, mein einer Täter, wieder strafen, die strafen, sie strafen!
Adenoid Hinkle has just said, yesterday Tomania was down, but today she has risen.
Stunk.
Democracy is fragrant.
Liberty stunk.
Liberty is odious.
Free sprechen stunk.
Freedom of speech is objectionable.
Tomania mit der größten Armee in der Welt.
Tomania has the greatest army in the world.
Der größte Navy in der Welt.
The greatest navy in the world.
Mit seiner der größte alles und einer zu sacrifice.
But to remain great, we must sacrifice.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.